Kahn One.
Opening ever Kahn One. Every Tuesday night. Only on Saturday. Good.
Let's go! Hey, paps, how's it going? Welcome to the Tom Watts Show. I am the eponymous host of said show. We're on a slightly later time now. It's horrible. That is Chris Bird making a fluff sound in the background. Hello, Matt. How are you?
That's my welcome noise back to the show.
It's been away for so long. Where the hell have you been, you little scamp?
Just about.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you mean about?
Just busy, mate. You know, things to do, people to see.
From what?
More important than this.
From what I gather about what you've been up to is you've been going into chip shops accusing people of molesting girls.
Nah, that's not me, mate. You've got the wrong man.
Welcome back!
We are back. Yeah.
That were Nero with me and you. Chris Bird, you like that song, don't you?
Yeah, big tune.
Good. You're listening to Tom Watts on Insanity Radio here with you till 2 a.m. tonight. Chris Bird is here, working the desk, fiddling with stuff.
No.
I'm generic northern voice.
Definitely not. Completely different.
People listening to this show on the regs probably think it's just me and a soundboard doing it. I just type, or like a MacBook, and I'll just type in the words and put a northern accent on it, and just it does it.
Mate, I could have quite easily gone to bed, and now you just slagging
me. It's beautiful, Bantz. It's lovely.
Is it?
It is lovely to have you back in this room. All right, stop having a bloody hissy fit. Can you calm down, please?
Can you see the tiredness in my eyes? Don't wind this up. Don't wind my head up right
tiredness?
Now.
Tiredness? You're a little bit drunk, aren't you?
Definitely not. I've had three of, like, you know, those old pints.
You know, yeah,
those alcoholic beers that we drink. But that's it.
When I came in the studio, you were slumped in a corner, lifeless.
You were dead. Before me.
I started poking you with a stick like a Snorlax. I didn't know what was wrong with you.
Nah, I think this is a dream, mate. You love Pokemon, so you probably were dreaming about it.
Probably. Riddle me this, Chris!
Oh, riddle. Right.
Yeah, Chris, over the weekend, has been telling me lots of riddles, so I thought it'd be a good idea to share these riddles with people who ain't me.
Mate,
and what better way
riddles
to do it solely through the power of his voice over the radio, like a confident young man that he is. Chris Bird,
just a bit, yeah.
What's your riddle? Don't make me piddle.
Right, okay, here it is. It's quite an easy one this week. It is, what always runs but never walks, often murmurs, never talks, has a bed but never sleeps, has a mouth but never eats?
Oh, hmm.
Right, you have a think about that, Tom, and let the listeners have a think about that as well. We're clearly going to get no emails, probably, because no one's...
Is it a clock?
A clock, no.
Is it time?
Not time, no.
What's got a mouth? I'm trying to... I think it's on the tip of my tongue, but I can't think of it. Damn it, man, stop driving me to insanity with your...
Oh, don't. No pun intended for Tom Watts.
In other news... How about this as a title for the segment? Ridley Winks.
Ridley Winks. Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah, how is that good?
No, it's a good old little play on words again. No, right. Riddle. There was a pun intended this time, there wasn't there?
Riddles the cat.
Yeah.
Maybe we should do that. We should introduce Riddles the cat to the show, and he'd be a talking cat who comes and does a riddle.
Or
but it does
like,
mean you'd have to do it in a funny voice.
Chris Bird fiddles, but this is going to be a riddle.
Chris Bird. Mate, you touching up small children isn't a riddle. That's a federal offence.
Well,
the only riddle in that is how you haven't been caught for so long.
Yeah.
A river! Philip Nutto's come back and avenged himself beautifully. He's got it right. Well done. We've got other emails coming in. Phil Nutto, congratulations. Is that correct?
Well done. Yeah, it's correct. Yeah, well done, Phil.
Ooh, atmosphere for Phil. We've also got an email from Mark. It says, evening, gentlemen. Just wanted to spread the word that I got Northwich Victoria into the championship on Football Manager in 2.5 days.
2.5 days?
Cheers. That is some relentless playing on Football Manager. This is Scream, an example. We've shot yourself in the foot again. Why would you do it again, you idiot?
Idiots.
Oh, God. We'll be back after this. You meet at six. Rescue Me. Good friends of the show, Yumi Six. Haven't seen him a little while. Obviously a bit too big time for me now.
Definitely.
You're listening to Tom Watts on Insanity Radio. Chris Bird is here. It was some kind of royal wedding, weren't it, on Friday? Between
Celebrate the death of Osama bin Laden.
That was a union.
Yeah.
Well, Osama's dead. We're supposed to get married,
you know.
What better way to celebrate it?
Nah, we didn't know he was dead then.
Wilbo and Kate.
Yeah.
It was good, wasn't it? It was nice. We watched it.
It was lovely.
I don't really
remember any of it, to be honest.
One of the things I picked up that I'm sure you want to question is, I know how much of a fan you are at necking. And If you remember watching that kiss of them, then you will be aware that they did like a public kiss, and it wasn't really a neck, it was a little peck. It wasn't a neck, it was a peck.
Definitely not a neck.
It was
definitely
a little peck.
Not.
What? Why wasn't that? Why didn't they just go full on tongues,
mate,
licking each other's face?
Yeah, why not? But, you know, it's a royal wedding. They've got to have a bit of decorum, haven't they? They can't just go necking
decorum?
Like
decorum? There was a vicar doing cartwheels down the aisles.
Was there?
Yeah, it wasn't part of the show. He just sort of did it because he was happy, I think.
Shows how much I was paying attention to that.
You were drunk. You were trying to molest people all over the
Definitely
pub.
Not. Don't go labelling this about. I mean, I was fine.
It's Cassius, I Love You So, the Scream remix. We've discovered Sydney the Snake back in the studio. So we've got the webcam. Have a look at that. He's back. It's going to be causing carnage later on.
I hate him.
Coming up next, though, is a track from the brand new Take That album, which we quite liked, didn't we? I remember you liking this a lot.
Did I? No, I didn't like this song. I like The Flood, mate.
All right, okay, yeah. Coming up next is Kids by Take That. Then after that, you've got Drop the Button, the news, everything you could ever wish for, only on the Tom Watts Show on Insanity. Take That with Kids. You're listening to Tom Watts on Insanity Radio. Chris Bird is here driving the desk.
Hello.
Good?
I'm still here, yeah, I'm still here.
So, Monday was a bank holiday, wasn't it?
It was, the week, again. Yeah.
And I made the most of it. I sat indoors and watched children's films on the BBC.
What, this Monday just gone?
No, the week before, the other bank holiday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How'd that go for you?
It was pretty good because
pretty sad to me, right?
Just a bit. What, me sat there, trousers around my ankles, watching Muppet Treasure Island.
Well, if that's the case, then, mate, then it's there even sadder, to be honest.
There was nothing untoward.
It's sadder slash weird.
No, Muppet Treasure Island's actually well good. It's really meta. I really enjoyed it.
That's some of the worst English I've heard come out of your mouth. It's what? Well good.
It's
what's that's not like you.
It's right
on,
proper
mate.
Well good. It is. I promise. I'm from West Country, so we speak. Everything's well good or mental.
Mental.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Do you know what something nutty is, though, that I found out on Facebook? Have you ever watched Muppet Treasure Island?
Definitely not, no.
Why not? Do they not have televisions up north?
No.
No, I wouldn't have thought so. Basically, there's a little kid called Jim in it, who's like one of the only human characters, and he is played by...
Jim McDonald from Coronation Street.
No, it's not, actually.
No, go on.
So, unsurprisingly. He's actually played by... Do you know, remember Star Stories on Channel 4? The guy who was like the lead one in that?
You know I don't watch that much telly, mate, so you bark at the wrong shoe here.
So basically what I'm trying to say, mate, is that guy
this joke's about fun,
is, that guy from that show plays a kid in that film.
Good.
Yeah,
thanks
pretty
for that, mate.
Much what I'm trying to get at, pups.
Yeah, I'm sure I would have got it if I knew
so
who
now,
the guy was.
Now your now. Eyes are open.
Now I know. Now I can go tell everyone tomorrow.
Look at this.
You know that guy. Don't bring Sydney. Just because your joke failed, don't bring Sydney back to bring it around.
Sydney knows what's going on, doesn't he?
What's going on?
This is Sydney.
Again.
He knows. He's speaking parcel tongue to me.
Is he?
Sydney,
what's
for
he
those
say?
Of you who aren't initiated, is a wooden
Tom's
snake.
Tom's lover.
He's a wooden snake slash my lover.
No, he's not wooden snake slash, he's just your lover.
What is he then?
He is a wooden snake, but...
Sydney, you've got a plaster on you! Who's hurt you? I'll avenge you, Sydney!
Vigorous like sex, that's what it was, mate.
But bending him around too much. Terrible.
No, that's what he's made to do, mate. He's flexible.
Apparently not with his yellow plaster. Doesn't want to get it dropped in the food.
Yeah, well,
me
know.
And Sydney do a lot of baking together, and if he drops his plaster, I will definitely see it in the cake mix, so that's all good.
Is that a metaphor for
right,
it?
Mate? Tell you what's coming up now. Let's do Drop the Button, okay?
Didn't like that one, did you?
No, I didn't. It wasn't really listening.
No,
do you want to
do
your shout?
Me.
Do your shout.
Oh, I don't really want
do
to
do
it. No, go on, no, go on. Drop the button!
Trapdoor Bebaloo! I know we've had it before, but obviously the system's broken. We have to play loads of old, so it's a bit annoying.
I swear that sort of like sounds like it's going to build to a huge crescendo at the end.
Yeah,
and it just stops. Or is
don't
that,
you
is
open that, not that even... trapdoor?
I thought it was going to go on. Yeah, I know something else. Like
Michael
little...
Jackson should have covered that. It'd been brilliant, but now he's dead.
Ooh,
like Osama.
Oh God!
Oh,
don't
God.
Be so crude, mate.
I'm not. We'll come back to that later on in the news if need be. You know I'm involved with Rhubarb TV, yeah.
No.
We're the best of friends, me. Yeah. I keep you updated on all my endeavours.
Rhubarb
TV. Obviously, don't listen. Rhubarb TV is the Royal Holloway unique broadcasting summit.
It's basically probably why I don't know,
student
mate.
TV station for Royal Holloway. And me and Nick Stiliano, who some of you may know, scandalous little idiot that he is.
Yeah, he is, yeah.
We did a sort of demo clip, and for some reason that got put up on the website, and he went mental. What? And he entered it into the National Association of Student Television Awards.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. The judges... He entered it into the comedy category. The judges were from the BBC and Comedy Central.
Is this going to inflate your ego massively? It is, isn't it? Well, like, there's no other reason why you wouldn't read if it was bad, would you?
Well, we can all see where this is going, because here are the responses. They're average to good, but nonetheless. This is from Christian Smith at the BBC, comedy commissioner. Remember, this is just a muck about. It wasn't anything serious. Off the cuff, I was the host. Nothing to really grapple onto, not hugely comedy, just a light walk around Royal Holloway, over long. Decent enough hosts. That's nice.
It's not a glow report, is it, really?
It's as if the fire's gone out, it's smouldering.
He's just parred you, like, for the whole duration of his little stint there, and then he's just gone, decent enough.
Decent enough. Comedy Central, they seem to like it. She says, Shoshana Wilson says, again, the sound issues make it difficult to hear and thus follow what was going on. It wasn't obvious that it was a comedy to begin with. That's because it wasn't. It was just me being a nitwit, walking on cameras. However, it picked up later on. Good camera work and it was well framed. So, vis-a-vis...
Getting different sort of vibes here. You're getting well framed in one sense and then decent in another. I mean...
Well, sounds like a winning package to me, Chappie.
Maybe all the commissioners came together.
Vis-a-vis... It was okay. That's what I'm getting
amalgamation.
At. So yeah, it's like a half.
So it's just those two. Is that it?
Just the two.
Time for Chris Bird's Blackpool News and Thomas' Weird World Views.
Hooray!
Cool.
That was KTB with Broken Record. You're listening to Tom Watts on Insanity Radio. Chris Bird running a desk. Good.
Correct. Yeah, I am. And what? You're asking me? Still good?
Yeah, you're still good.
Yeah, I'm still good. I'm still tired though. But
okay.
This week on Blackpool News. We have, the title is, Sub of the Day Row Ends Up in Court.
Okay, sounds interesting.
A court has heard how a window fitter felt his sandwich shop deal of the day was anything but. So Malcolm Boyd took his anger out on the staff and a cookie jar at the Subway outlet in Blackpool.
Oh, no.
The bench at Blackpool Magistrates Court were told. He had asked for a footlong sandwich with half meatballs and half ham.
Well, that's outrageous. That's not a sub of the day. Sub of the day is up on the board.
But he was told it was not part of the deal of the day offer. But
of course it's not. You can't deviate from
the
offer.
There might be deal of the day's offers doing that, though. You know.
What? Half and half? That's insane. That's not sub of the day. That's two different subs.
Well, I don't know, mate. He clearly knows what he's talking about, Malcolm Boyd, so...
Well, he doesn't, because he had to go to court.
And when the two women behind the counter refused to give him the discount rate, he lost his temper. Okay. He was forced to pay fines and supplements to the victims in costs, which rats up about, I don't know, about £300 in total.
Really? Oh, dear me.
But then, here's the funny part, because this is pretty funny so far, but Boyd told police later that he felt belittled by the staff in front of other customers. And it goes on. He had a hard day, and when he left the shop, a friend told him his cat had been run over and killed. And passed him a bag containing the cat's body.
No, I'm going to burst.
No, I mean, Malcolm Boyd, you've had one of the worst days in history.
No, I know exactly what's going on here. His friend has driven over his cat by accident in the morning. Yeah. And then he's gone up to him.
I saw him get run over.
And then he goes, yeah, Malcolm, apparently they're doing a new deal in there that you can get a foot-long sub, half and half, and it's sub of the day.
Well,
he's got it. He's seen. He knows how angry Malcolm gets. Malcolm gets angry at any little thing. Malcolm got it. Hey, you're right. Can I have a half ham, half meatball sub of the day? Yeah,
deal of the day.
I'm sorry, sir. That is not on the deal. What do you mean? I've been told it's on the deal. Sorry, sir. That is not on the deal. What? I am literally livid that this is not sub of the day. So I'm just gonna throw this cookie jar. That's smashed. I feel irate. I feel belittled in front of all these other people. So I'm just going to get out of here and cool my head. I've gone outside. Oh, hi there, good friend. Yeah. How's it going? I mean, you got that wrong. You said there was a deal in there, but you got it wrong.
No, you got it wrong.
No, it's
not
that?
A deal.
What do you mean it's not a deal? Why would you tell me there's a deal? Ooh, your cat got run over. What? What do you mean my cat? What? This is, here you go. What's this? Is this a sub? No, that is a plastic bag with the mushed up remains of what was your cat.
One can only imagine what that cat must have looked like.
What's this? It looks like someone's had diarrhea and...
Is
that an eye?
There's four eyes.
There's four eyes in here.
No, I can't.
Yeah, I don't know what's happened there, but the cat might have been pregnant. Oh, God. I can see one. It's a kitten. This is horrible. I'll tell you what, Michael. No. I've heard something else. Apparently, if you go in there with a bag of deceased cat, they'll make that into a sub of the day. I'm not falling for that.
I think I'll just...
See you later.
I'm pretty sure that would work. You'd be scared them half to death. Yeah.
See you later.
How are you paying for this?
Will you accept the mangled
corpse?
Will
you accept dead cat?
Do you accept dead cat? No?
Nah.
All right, fair enough.
Get out.
Fair enough. Why can't we go back to a bartering community, he says. Why can't we go back to
a community? Do you accept cash?
Do you accept cash? No, wouldn't have thought so. What about dead cat? Yeah, okay. Well, just so happens I've got mushed up cat in my pocket. So here's slopping that on the table and...
Slop
that on there.
Slop.
Can I get my sub?
No. Okay. No, still you can't.
Still can't get it, okay. Right then, that was good, I like that one.
It turned mental. We didn't initially see that bit at the end, then we stumbled across it.
Oh, God. I'm just looking at the screen, just making noises.
I do know the guy defending him is a personal friend of mine as well.
He's been at several of Chris's rape trials.
Just a bit, yeah.
Okay, this is my weird world view. I don't know how to pronounce Welsh name, so I'm just going to say it how I like. Powys. It's spelled P-O-W-Y-S.
You should have some, idea after today. You were
we were hanging out with Carly, weren't we? Welsh Carly.
A Welsh dragon. A Welsh rose.
Proud Welsh dragon.
A Welsh beauty. The next Catherine Jenkins.
So Powys, Wales is a hotspot for the supernatural, according to police records, that suggests all manner of weird and wonderful creatures have visited the region. Powys police have been asked to investigate 26 ghosts, 20 UFOs, 11 witches, and even 2 vampires in recent years, while officers were also called out to 2 zombie spottings.
Oh, rubbish.
One of the sightings turned out to be a character from a horror movie being filmed nearby. The police force realised the information after a request was made under the Freedom of Information Act as part of a system which sees its publishing responses on its website. So far, the majority of the requests concern crime statistics for the region. However, there are some more unusual ones. One request questioned how much the force had spent on mediums, clairvoyants, or other psychics in the past 5 years. The answer was a rather mundane, nothing, as such services are not used. Someone's confused the Hollywood movie with real life there. We'll come back to that in a minute. The force does refuse to answer some of the requests due to time and cost implications, meaning people will never know how many policemen consider themselves to be a Jedi. In total, the police have had to deal with 3,300 requests under the Freedom of Information Act in past years at a cost of £500,000. What, Welsh people are so stupid.
Yeah.
Aren't they? Oh, hi, mate. What are you doing there? Oh, we're just filming a movie. What's that? What do you mean? What the hell is that down there? Is that a zombie?
It's just a zombie.
No, it's a man in a costume, mate. All right, okay, because I'm pretty sure it's a zombie. No, it's just a man in a costume. Well, I'm not going to take my chance. I'm going to ring the police. Hello? Yeah. It's me again. Yeah, the witch guy. And the ghost guy, yeah. And the UFOs.
Sure.
Well, you're not going to believe this. There is an actual zombie in the high street.
Is he completely mental?
No, mate. It's from a film. Ignore him. He doesn't know. He's obviously been bitten. He's probably a zombie as well. He's gone crazy. I can see him frothing at the mouth right now. But no, there are several zombies in the street. I don't know if you want to come down and just check it out, because...
I'm not going to come down, no.
Okay, well, I'll speak to you soon.
Right,
oh,
see you
by
later.
The way, before
go
we
on.
Go...
Go on.
How many policemen are down there consider themselves Jedis?
None.
Gonna tell me that? No?
Nah,
freedom of information?
Zero, mate.
No?
We're not weirdos.
Oh, wait a sec, before we go, one more question. How much money has the force spent on mediums, clairvoyants, or psychics in the past 5 years? Wait a sec, let me stop you there. Bear in mind that the hit film Ghost features such a plot line. You know, Patrick Swayze in the clay.
Well, yeah, yeah, just,
so obviously that does happen because that is based on a true story, or so I believe.
Just let me count it up, mate. Just let me count it up.
Okay,
I've got a sheet in front of me.
Take your time. I'm sure it's going to be quite a lot of money.
Wait, so I'm going to have to get a calculator, mate.
Take your time, it's fine. As long as I find out.
Wait,
there's been a lot of psychic shows. I mean, the shows are really popular on TV. They're really accurate all the time. Definitely not a bluff. I mean, so if anything...
No, I'm taking everything into account, mate, don't worry. Okay. And I've got an answer for you.
Are you making notes?
I've made the notes.
You've got an answer for you.
How much we spent?
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing.
What do you mean?
Just nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing at all.
Are you lying?
No.
No?
No, I totaled it up and it's nothing.
You took quite a while totaling it up if it's nothing.
Yeah, just for the suspense, because you're an idiot.
Okay, well, cheers for that. Thanks for undermining me. But
no, you're welcome.
Just before I hang up, don't forget there are two zombies on the street. Definitely not people from a movie.
Okay? Yeah, well, I wouldn't mind if there's zombies, did you, mate? So,
right, okay.
Not a police matter.
Fair enough.
Right.
Really?
No.
Protection of the public? All right, okay.
No, see you later.
Well, yeah, see you
later.
Not
this public.
You arse. Click. And that's that, isn't it? That was the news. Hooray!
That was a bit odd. That
was good. I like that little role play. Coming up next, this is the new single from Panic at Disco. This is The Ballad of Mona Lisa from the album Vices and Virtues, which I suggest you go and get because it's bloody good. It's bloody good. You're listening to The Tom Watts Show on Insanity. We'll be back after this for the new Band of the Week, Papaloo. Panic at the Disco, The Ballad of Mona Lisa, going out to fans' favourite Reggie doing his dissertation. Good luck with that, mate. I've done mine, and so is Chris. So.
Same. In for Thursday, mate, isn't it? Yeah.
Ever so slightly awkward, but yeah, best luck with that. You've requested Enya. That'll be coming up later on, won't it? That'd be nice.
Just a bit, yeah.
Just a bit of Enya. That'd be lovely. Yeah, okay.
I don't know what you wanted me to say to that, mate. Yeah. We'd already done the...
I thought you were going to bounce off me. Doing some crazy stuff.
We'd already said, yeah, Enya. Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, Enya. So, we're going to do new Band of the Week in a minute, which is going to be a good one. I like this song a lot. But before we do that...
Hate it. Hate the artist.
So what we do quickly. We could do the other item we were talking about earlier. It's Sydney's item, and it's called Chris Bird's Creepy Facebook Message of the Week.
Right.
Go on, Em.
I'm not going to take the full credit for this because it was licensed by Oliver Amos, but carried out by...
Yours truly.
Christopher Bird. And it goes a little something like this. We'd just been on a night out, been to the union on the Friday night after the Royal Wedding. It was a bit, you know, messy. Didn't really remember what happened, so decided to drop a couple of Facebook messages.
Oh, no. Did you know these girls you were chanting?
Yeah, I know. Well, vaguely, but... I do know them,
God.
Right? And here it goes. Yeah, it goes. Roses are red, violets are blue. Did you have a good time last night at the SU?
Chris Bird's creepy message of the week.
Needles to say that did not get the best responses from one of the people.
Didn't, was it? Yeah, it is a bit creepy.
And when I say not the best responses, it got no response.
Right, should we do a new Band of the Week then?
Yeah, you're going to do your little story. Have you made it up in your head yet?
No, I'm just going to do it off the cuff, I think.
Yeah.
Well, I was...
A bit like me.
I was watching Aladdin the other day.
Go on.
And suddenly, I was absorbed into the TV.
Well, you weren't, but...
Well, I was. And then, for some reason, me and Aladdin started hanging out. He took on his alter persona of Prince Ali from the first Aladdin film. I was like, this is pretty weird. Jasmine's fit. I'm going to try and slaughter. Don't mind me, Aladdin. I've got my own agenda. He's in the middle of doing his song, Prince Ali, fabulous, he's etc.
Yeah.
There's a bit of big flourish. He's let out loads of doves and birds and elephants and all sorts of crap. And it's beautiful, wonderful. I stroll in my skinny jeans and my ukulele, strumming Jasmine, oh Jasmine.
You say skinny jeans, you mean girl jeans.
Yep. Feminine, like. In an unrelated topic, quickly, I bent down the other day in those skinny jeans and ripped them, so they've actually got
a vagina-esque
hole now in them.
Get
jeans.
Rid of them.
But
by
yeah, coming back
jeans.
To the story, there's all sorts of crap floating around in the room from Aladdin and Genie. I'm come strolling in, I'm like, Jasmine, me, you, upstairs, let's go. Aladdin's like, what are you doing? You're going to upset the birds. I was like, I do not care about them. Look at them, they're doves. Who cares when doves cry? That's ridiculous. What a dove's tears going to do to me? But it turned out they were genie doves. When they did cry on me, it burnt like acid and it was horrible. And Jasmine's like, I'm not going out with you, you burnt freak. Look at you. You're like a charred up chip who's been in the oven too long.
Where's this gone to now, mate?
And then I woke up and I realised it was all a creepy dream. But yeah, this is where that song comes from.
Is it?
Yeah. So I was like, yeah, well, I might as well write a quick ditty about when the doves cried.
I don't think I'm going to have a reply to that because that was just absolutely insane. All I will say is that the artist formerly known as What Is Coming Up used to be a local down at one of the clubs in Blackpool.
Wouldn't have thought so.
No, he definitely was. He was there every Thursday without fail.
Prince did not hang out in Blackpool.
Yes, he did. He was in the Syndicate Super Club, just a bit.
Definitely that. No way. I refuse to believe that.
You just gave away the answer, but, you know.
I don't care, because Prince... If you don't know what's coming up, it's Prince When Doves Cry. That is the new band of the week.
I don't think anyone would have got that, to be honest, mate.
Well, there's a lot of mentioning of When Doves Cry.
Yeah, their acid Prince
tears,
Ali, to be
their
fair.
Battery acid tears and Prince Ali.
I bet I can get someone to back you up, I bet you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good, well, if somebody could back you up, then you can email in, because coming up next, this is Prince When Doves Cry. That is the Ragamuffin from Blackpool, Prince with When Those Bloody Doves Cry. You're listening to Tom Watts on Insanity Radio, here with you till 2 a.m.
2 a.m.
That was brilliant.
It is fictional nightclub.
Chris Bird's here, still wisecracking and doing a desk.
Yeah.
You still awake?
Yeah, I'm still awake, mate.
Pinch!
I've got 36 minutes and 35 seconds left, so...
Cool.
Counting down the seconds.
Reggie's emailed back in, confirming Chris's ludicrous claim that Prince was out on the scene. Said he was a proper shark out in the clubs, slotting away.
Of course he was.
Of course he was.
He was sharking around those Ds.
What other things would Prince do on a night out, then?
Don't know, probably getting fights and stuff. If he didn't...
What, like, Prince?
If he wasn't on the slot, he'd be fighting, yeah. One Punch Prince, he used to call him.
One Punch Prince?
Yeah. Straight to the gonads.
Oh, God, yeah. Head out for
He's
there,
dirty. He's a dirty fighter, is Prince. Me and Prince have got many of similar qualities, but
such
not
as?
In that sense.
Such as?
Sharking, for one.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sharking around.
That's probably about it.
That's not many qualities.
Musical talent.
You seem to have misunderstood the idea of numerous, because that is just a solo, a single one. Numerous implies many or several.
Well.
Yeah, if you've got any more stories about Prince or any more shanter about just generally life, you can email us on studio@insanityradio.com. You can tweet us at Insanity Radio or text us on
07781 4812 87.
This is The Blackout. That was The Blackout with Higher and Higher featuring Hiro the Hero. You're listening to Tom Watts on Insanity Radio. Chris Bird's running the desk. How are you, mate?
Yeah, still here, mate. Still alive.
Good. We're going to start the top four in about 2-3 minutes. But before then, we might as well kick off with Search of the Day, hadn't we?
Yeah, go on then.
If I played a game and kicked my friend, am I gay? What are your thoughts on that? Would he be gay?
If anything, it makes you less gay. If you've got your friend and you're kicking him.
What's he kicking him with, though? What if he's put
Unless he's kicking him for being gay.
What,
and
really
and he's very heterosexual.
What if he put a little shoe on the end of his willy, like a baby shoe, and then sort of swinging his
willy
at someone's groin, at someone's bum, and he's going, well, I'm kicking him, I'm clean.
Yeah, exactly. What, we need information.
Oh, no, my foot's stuck. Oh, no.
Are they both naked in his bed? Like, is that... Or...
What kind of game?
Kicking him in his sleep, yeah. Kicking him in his sleep, yeah.
What if your friend got turned on by pain? Might be a bit gay then.
We need more information.
We need more information. Do you want to introduce your first song in the top
four?
Yeah,
this is Orinoco Flow by Enya, which goes out to Reggie, who's doing his dissertation. Enjoy, mate.
Oh, Reggie, enjoy, mate.
You're listening to Tom Watts, a.k.a.
Remy Slam.
On Insanity.
It's Enya with Orinoco Flow. Yep, you're listening to Tom Watts on Insanity.
Big tune.
Yeah,
very
Chris
big
Bird's,
tune.
Chris Bird's fumbling around. He's slopping around everywhere.
That brings back memories to me. That used to be played when I used to walk into assembly in my primary school.
What? Why would they play Orinoco Flow by Enya when you went into assembly?
Ask her teacher.
That's a crazy song to play.
You tell me, mate. You tell me why they did it. Mr. Turkington.
Oh, God, of a name like that. We've got another email from Reggie, friend of the show. Great friend of the show. He sent us a poem. Should we read it out? Do you want to read it out?
No, you can read it out as host. Go on. I'll give you that privilege.
A little poem that Reggie wrote about me and Chris. You guys are great. You guys are cool. I listen to you after school. Sometimes in life it can be tough, but you two pick me up out of the rough. The feds are chasing me, which way do I go? To my laptop PC and Insanity Radio. Nom nom nom, buskets at midnight. Oh yeah, that's right, because I can rhyme tight. I'll be up till 2 a.m. That's when the show stops and so does the fun. Off to bed with jammies on until tomorrow and the rise of the sun. Kiss, 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 kiss. Bit of atmosphere for that, please.
Absolutely brilliant.
That's wonderful. Thank you.
Lyrical genius.
Anybody
else? You haven't even heard Coco the Cat yet. That is just a taster, mate. That is just a taster of what Reggie can deliver for you.
It is wonderful. That is Wiz Khalifa singing about a bumblebee, I believe. It's Black and Yellow, the clean version. You're listening to Tom Watts on Insanity Radio.
I knew you'd have something to come with that. Like, you've been thinking about the whole time, haven't you?
Lovable. No, I just thought it up just then.
No, you didn't.
That was track 3 of the week, wasn't it?
Yeah, number 3.
Let's get some more questions going, I think.
Yep, go on.
Okay. I bought a chihuahua from a pet store, but it isn't a chihuahua.
What do you say to that? What do you say to that?
Just going to go into this pet shop here quickly. Ding, 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 ding. Oh, hi there, sir. What can I do for you today?
I want this dog here.
You want this dog, do you?
Yeah, this dog here.
Are you looking for any dog in particular?
No, I like the look of that dog there. I think it's a chihuahua. I want it.
So you want a chihuahua, do you?
Yeah, but this dog is a chihuahua. Yeah, this one here. That chihuahua there.
Well, I can tell you right now, that isn't a chihuahua.
Is it not?
No, but...
No, I want that dog, though.
Okay, I'll tell you what I'll do.
I really want that dog.
Give the dog here quickly. I'm just going to take it here. Just going to put a little bow tie and glasses on it. How about this dog? This is a chihuahua. Would you like this dog?
No.
Well, here you go. Just take this. I promise you, that is a chihuahua. Not the one you had before. This is a chihuahua. You just... Just take your money.
Right, okay.
Just put the money in there. That's closed. That's deal done. So enjoy
your
new dog.
Thank you for my dog.
Go home.
I'm really happy.
Blah, 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 blah. You get home. You come in the front door. I'm your girlfriend.
Oh.
No, you've gone and bought a dog.
Yeah, bought a chihuahua.
What do you mean?
Yeah, this here.
That's not a chihuahua. That's a goldfish. What are you doing?
He said it was a chihuahua. I pointed and I told him to get that chihuahua over there.
Are you taking a mick? Because
no, I'm not. He said he got me a proper chihuahua.
Look at the size of it. It hasn't got any fur. That's a dead fish.
Been stitched up here, aren't I?
Oh, God. That's probably what happened. Yeah, what answer is there for that? I'd dump him. I'd dump him if he did that to me. My Japanese girlfriend left me her shoes. I don't know why you'd Google that.
Well done. No, I'd be happy about that.
In brackets, is this normal for a Japanese girl to leave something behind?
Yeah, they usually leave
t-shirts, but shoes are okay, I guess.
No, what is that a sign of leaving her shoes in Japanese? What?
I think it's a cruel thing to do because obviously they're going to be quite short anyway. She'll have tiny feet. He's obviously a man. His feet are going to be too big. He's going to go, I really like them shoes. They're my favourite shoes that you own. She breaks out of him, leaves her no shoes. Oh, I really want those
it
shoes.
It must mean something.
I'm really glad that you've left me these shoes. However, they're too small, so I'm furious that I can't wear these shoes. I'm an absolute bits about that, but I can't wear those shoes. They're my favourite ones as well.
Chadarino was big.
Right, then, this is track 2 of the week, Numero Dos. Do you want to introduce it?
This is Come On by Tiesto versus Diplo featuring Busta Rhymes.
Oh, yeah. Come On, Tiesto versus Diplo featuring Busta Rhymes. It's the number 2 track of the week on the Tom Watts Show on Insanity. We're here for you for the next 10 minutes or summer.
10 minutes.
Chris Bird's here. Right then, let's have some more quick questions before we get onto the last track of the week.
Go on.
Real spells to increase muscle. Gluteus buffius. What kind of bodybuilder would turn to magic?
Sorry, I was miles away then.
Busting up to bulk up his muscles.
Doesn't need to. Just
get down the gym.
Get down the gym.
Idiot. What is the difference between a marine biologist and a nice dog?
That's got to be the best one of the night.
There's a better one coming.
No, I don't think anyone's going to top that for me.
What are your thoughts? What is the difference then between a marine biologist and a nice dog?
Well, there's plenty of differences.
Such as? Give me a quick list.
Well, a marine biologist is usually a man.
Right. A man. It could be a woman. Sexist.
All right, a human. Sorry, that's a fumble. I'm not sexist.
Well,
one's a man slash possibly woman, and the other's a dog. What's next? That's
okay, that's pretty good. What else have we got? Now, we'll save the next two before we say goodbye, because they're brilliant. So, yeah, let's get on to the number one track of the week.
What?
Which is, of course, from Jamiroquai. This is the latest single off the new album. It's brilliant. It's Lifeline. This is the last song we'll be playing for you tonight. Enjoy. This is Jamiroquai with Lifeline from the album Rock Dust Light Star. Brilliant album. Absolutely lap it up. So go check it out. You're listening to Tom Watts on Insanity Radio.
Yes, you
we'll
are.
We'll be going under bed soon, won't we?
Yes, we will.
Very shortly. But before we do that, still time for at least two questions, I think, before we say goodbye. Number one, do you pee in a vagina to make a girl pregnant? Hasn't even spelt pregnant right.
Pregnant.
What?
Do you
pregnant?
Peel?
Pee.
Pee. Peel.
Do you urinate?
It's like,
do you urinate in a vagina to make a girl preenet? Would have thought so. Because that's not how you get someone pregnant. Because I can only assume that's how you get someone pregnant.
It's a sex wee. It's not a normal wee.
That's a little sex wee.
Yeah.
Little sex wee. We're no harder than a sex wee.
Absolutely mental.
Now she's pregnant with the sex wee. Right then.
What is going on? That is.
One last question. I think this could be the best one. 5 reasons to punch a dolphin in the face.
5 reasons.
Give me 5 reasons right now off the top of your head. 1.
Long.
2.
Beady eyes.
3.
Round head.
4.
Annoying like laugh.
5. It was racist. That's 5 good reasons. It's long. Beady eyes. It's stupid laugh. It's inherent racism. And what was the other one?
Round head.
It's dirty round head. 5 solid reasons to clobber it up. Go right up against it. Cassius Clay. Sparking out. Give it a broken arm. You can do it, Rock!
Did I contradict myself there?
Knock that filthy mammal right back to the sea. You gotta be like Grease Lightning, Rock. You gotta take him. He can breathe underwater. He's outpaced you in the waves, but you gotta... Okay, Mick. I've got him, Mick. I'm gonna do him. I'll take him down, Mick.
Absolutely mental sort of film vibe going on there again.
Yeah, that was good, wasn't it?
By the way, I did just contradict myself in that. I used the word long face and round head.
He can have a round head and a long beak.
Did I say long
exactly
face?
What
I
they got.
I think I said long head though. I think I said long head and a round head as well.
His disgusting.
I can't remember.
Long round.
You're gonna have to listen to it back.
Oh yeah. If you're a fan of the show, you can download a podcast on iTunes. Just search for Tom Watson, it should come up in the search bar. You can download all of those for free, subscriber. Leave a comment if you like. There should be a comment there today, but unfortunately, there was a kerfuffle. But the comment would have been...
From you.
Good to do baking, too. That was from Carly Jones.
Yeah, just a
Weren't
bit.
Weren't it? Right then, that's it. It's been a rousing success, apart from a brief 10-minute say zero.
Let's just let these next people in. Oh, they're not here because there's no one else after us.
But... there'll be music throughout the night on Insanity, and we will be back next Tuesday at midnight till 2 a.m. to keep you interested, won't it?
Yeah, we will.
Keep you amused. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.